Second Chronicles, chapter 14. So Abiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his Elohim, for he took away the altars of the strange Elohim and the high places, and broke down the images and cut down the groves, and commanded Yehuda to seek Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. And also he took away out of all the cities of Yehuda the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Yehuda, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh had given him rest. And therefore he said to Yehuda, "Let us build these cities, and make about walls and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we've sought Yahweh our Elohim, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." And so they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bore targets and spears, out of Yehuda 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows 280,000, all these mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came to Marisha. And then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Marisha. And Asa cried to Yahweh his Elohim and said, "Yahweh, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Yahweh our Elohim, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Yahweh, you are our Elohim. Let not man prevail against you." And so Yahweh smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Yehuda, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, so that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of Yahweh came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, and there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. End of chapter 14.